Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of the sharpest marketing stories making waves right now. Today, we're diving into brand shakeups, trust crises, risky reinventions, and what happens when icons lose their way or flip the script entirely. Let's get into the details. First up, a seismic shift at one of TV's most storied institutions, 60 Minutes is getting a major overhaul. As reported by Adweek, CBS News has appointed Nick Bilton as the new executive producer. Bilton, a best-selling author and filmmaker known for the documentary Fake Famous, is stepping into a role that's seen a lot of turnover lately. Tanya Simon, who led the show since July 2025, is departing after more than three decades, along with several other senior staffers. In his note to staff, Bilton stressed the need for evolution, saying, "Evolving or dying isn't a threat. It's simple math." He's coming in with a notebook full of ideas, aiming to expand 60 Minutes beyond its traditional one-hour slot, and to make it relevant in a world of 24/7 content. But his outsider status and lack of TV experience are causing some unease internally, especially after a string of controversies, including the recent shelving of a report on the Trump administration's deportation policies, which led to the high-profile exit of correspondent Sharon Alfonsi. All this comes as 60 Minutes just picked up two Emmy Awards, a reminder of its enduring journalistic clout. Can Bilton steer the ship through choppy waters and enter a new era? Time will tell, but the stakes and tensions are high. Now, let's talk about a brand misstep that's got everyone in the marketing world buzzing. Ferrari, the iconic automaker, just unveiled its first fully electric vehicle, the Luce, a $640,000 liftback sedan designed by none other than Jony Ive. The specs are impressive. Quad motors, 1,113 horsepower, and 5 years in development. But the market's reaction was brutal. Ferrari's stock tanked, with critics calling the Luce the furthest deviation from the brand's ethos we've ever seen. The biggest problem, it just doesn't look, feel, or present like a Ferrari. The Luce's gentle silhouette, light blue color, and understated branding left fans and investors cold. The lesson here, as Adweek's analysis points out, is that when brands enter new territory, especially with new technology, they shouldn't abandon their distinctive codes. Hermes, Apple, and Burberry succeeded in new spaces by doubling down on what made them unique. Ferrari, like Jaguar before it, tried to reinvent itself by stripping away its heritage, and the result was confusion and backlash. The takeaway: when everything else changes, your brand DNA matters more than ever. Speaking of brand DNA, let's look at a company that turned its biggest weakness into a superpower. Crocs, once the poster child for ugly footwear, is now a global phenomenon, and it's thanks in large part to the bold leadership of Terence Reilly. In a deep dive interview with Adweek, Reilly, now chief brand officer at Crocs, explains how he transformed the brand by leaning into criticism rather than running from it. He famously hung a meme in his office that read, "Those holes are where your dignity leaks out," using it as a reminder that being mocked meant Crocs had awareness, but not yet relevance. His philosophy: they don't boo nobodies. By embracing risk, empowering frontline employees to surface cultural insights, like the Post Malone collaboration, which started with a tip from an intern, and celebrating both wins and failures, Reilly helped Crocs become not just accepted, but cool. It's a masterclass in flipping the narrative and using what makes you different as your defining strength. But what happens when brands lose sight of what really matters to consumers? In another insightful piece from Adweek, we're reminded that marketers can't optimize their way out of a trust problem. Over the past decade, the industry has become obsessed with measurable outcomes, clicks, conversions, cost per acquisition, while neglecting the emotional drivers of trust and loyalty. The Edelman Trust Barometer shows that trust is a key purchase driver, yet most marketing efforts focus on short-term responses instead of long-term relationships. Personalization often feels like surveillance, not genuine care. Real trust is built in the unmeasurable moments, the way a customer is greeted, the clarity of communication, or how issues are handled. The article recounts how repositioning Pearl Vision involved changing not just the messaging, but the behavior, treating people as patients, not customers, and prioritizing human connection over technology. As targeting weakens and AI homogenizes creative, trust becomes the only real differentiator. If your customers only show up for discounts, you're just convenient, not chosen. In a world of optimization, the brands that feel human will win. Finally, a quick note from the front lines of experiential marketing. The Cannes Lions International Festival of Creativity has become more than just an awards show. According to Adweek, activations from brands like Canva, Pinterest, and Stagwell's Sport Beach have become staples. But bringing a brand to life on the Croisette isn't just about deep pockets. The festival's evolution, from celebrating quirky ad films to rewarding creativity that drives real-world results, reflects the changing tides in the industry. Tech platforms and ad tech companies now compete for attention alongside legacy brands, and the challenges of staging a memorable activation are as much about navigating practical hurdles, like overheated iPads and changing tides, as they are about making an impact. It's a reminder that even in glamorous settings, the fundamentals of brand experience, attention to detail, adaptability, and authenticity, are what really count. That's it for today's brief. Whether you're navigating a brand overhaul, launching something new, or just trying to build a little more trust, remember, the strongest brands know who they are, lean into their differences, and never lose sight of the human element. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories to keep you sharp. Thanks for listening.